So we are joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in funny car, Courtney Force. Her second qualifying pass at 3.993 seconds at 296.63 miles per hour took her to the top. Courtney, you are no stranger to the media center in the qualifying positions. Talk about the success not only you found this year, but today as well.
Yeah, it was a great run. I think we were 325 miles an hour at the top end, and it was hauling the mail down there. So I mean, for Chevy and for Advance Auto Parts, I mean, it was a great run. It was a little bumpy down there. I feel like I had my hands full, and I kind of want to go back and critique my run. I feel like I had a little bit to the outside down there, but it stuck, and that's all that really matters. It stuck, and we were able to run that 3.99 for the number one spot and to pick up some bonus points. So that's a huge, you know, I think every point counts, and just a job well done by, you know, Brian Corradi and Dan Hood and every single one of my guys. So great start to the weekend. It's great to be out here here at Thunder Valley, and looking forward to tomorrow. You know, qualifying's going to continue. I think conditions will be quite a bit hotter, but excited to see what we can do in the heat, too.
Absolutely. Questions from the media?
Courtney, you talk about, you know, track being a little bumpy, but everyone had such a tough time getting down the track in both rounds. So was that it, or were there other factors as well today?
Yeah, I think it was bumpy in that, obviously, in that first round. And I think we kind of looked at it and tried to figure out what we were going to do in the second run to, you know, get it past it and get it down there. And that was, you know, Corradi and Hood, you know, putting their heads together and figuring out what the best way would be. And it stuck and ran the 3.99. So, I mean, it really goes to show those guys are just, I mean, doing a phenomenal job. And I'm just lucky to be, you know, piloting this car for them. And just trying to not screw up and just keep my focus and keep it straight down there.
So, you've been very modest about this all year. But after watching your dad have a dominant car for so many years, how does it feel to finally have that car that everybody's looking at?
You know, it feels good. Car. The consistency has been there. We've been able to seal the deal and get those wins, and we're up there in the points pretty good. But there's still a really long way to go, so I'm just trying to keep myself grounded and keep focused, because you know, anything can change. It can change overnight. We've seen it happen before. So just focusing on each race and each round one by one to just try to get there down at the end of the season.
Sarah Creekmore.
Courtney, the process changes tomorrow being more like Sunday. Mm-hmm. How much more demanding is that on you and on your team?
It's huge. I mean, you've got to be careful when you drive on a track like this. I think it makes it a challenge for all the drivers. You really can't be finicky behind the wheel, and you've got to keep that car as smooth as possible, because any little movement can, you know, obviously put it up in tire smoke and lose traction down there. Or it'll start spinning the tires. So we don't want to do that. You know, you have to stay focused, and especially tomorrow is going to be way more important, I think, than today, because it's going to be, you know, the same kind of conditions going into Sunday. So I'm excited to see what kind of runs we